One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes the ones we love really do come back, just to guide us home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. We all appreciate that. And if you have a real ghost story that you would like to share with us, because I'm telling you, we would love to chat about it, call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy Gordon.
I have some good news.
Oh, what?
I wanted to share
good news?
Okay. The good news is that Carol Hughes bought a plane ticket to go to Spain with me.
I did. I'm going to Spain.
And I'm so excited. And now it won't happen until October, people. But I really hope that we can maybe do some sort of investigation, ghost tours, something or other while we're over there. Because Spain is very haunted.
I will bring my portable recording device.
And I had, as you remember, I told on the show, an experience in an old building that we stayed in Madrid with the tapping on the window and then the moving furniture and stuff. And so I am very interested. I think we're going to go to Toledo, which is a very old city. And I think it could be very possible we have some activity while we're over there.
As long as it stays there and doesn't come home.
And then,
with me.
You know, the only trouble with ghost tours is we need somebody who speaks English.
Yes, but, we've got that. Now, we are going to Chicago in a couple weeks, so maybe we could fit in a ghost tour someplace there.
Let's try to sneak in one there as well, because Chicago's always good for a good ghost
tour. Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really excited about going to Spain. I sent off to get my passport renewed, got that done. And it's just like your daughter, my niece, has been there a year and a half-ish, 2 years.
She's been gone 2 years now,
living overseas. And they bought their place in Spain a year ago.
Yeah,
probably
a year and a half, somewhere in there.
And I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, it's just hard having them so far away because we don't get to see them as much as we want. So to have 10 uninterrupted days is going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. And, you know, we all like doing the same things. We like going to art museums and we like walking the, you know, around the neighborhoods and, you know, doing fun things. And so, of course, there's going to be great cathedrals and churches.
And we love dogs and they've got a dog who we adore. And so, it's just going to be a really, really great trip. So I'm super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this story today is one of those that really gets me in the heart. Because I just think there is something, you know, I've had experiences in my own life with people I have known who have passed away, who had an experience before they passed, like they saw somebody. Or my friend Dane, when he passed, my poor friend, his wife Angie, he had dealt with cancer for a long time, and he probably about 10 years and it kept coming back. So he ended up on hospice. And while he was on hospice, their dog died. I am not shitting you. And so, I mean, it's just this horrific time. But he's in hospice and he looks over and he sees the dog and he's calling for the dog to jump up on the bed with him. And there's no dog, obviously. And so I just really am a believer that there are people who have passed on who meet you there.
Yeah.
And help you get where you need to be. It's like a reunion. And that's what this story is about. I think it's really a really great, profound story.
Back to the conversation in just a second. If you're a parent, you've probably had that moment, maybe during back-to-school chaos or mid-year burnout, when you realize the traditional school setup just isn't cutting it for your kid. Maybe they're bored. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're just not being seen for who they are. And that happens a lot. That's what led me to OutSchool. OutSchool, spelled O-U-T, school, isn't some tweak to the school system. It's a whole different way to learn. They offer over 100,000 live online classes across every K-12 subject you can imagine, and a bunch you probably haven't. My favorite part, you pick the teachers, not the district, not the luck of the draw, you. And these aren't just some random online instructors. We're talking real experts, real passion, and a 1-to-4 average teacher-student ratio. My kid took a class on the Titanic and historical conspiracies and actually wanted to do the homework. It's flexible, too. Classes fit your schedule, and their monthly family membership comes with shareable credits across siblings, so you're not paying per kid. If you don't know where to start, they've got a learning concierge, a real human, who helps you pick the right classes based on your child's needs and interests. It's a game changer. Whether you're homeschooling, supporting classroom learning, or just feeding curiosity, OutSchool helps your kids learn on their own terms with confidence, creativity, and purpose. And right now, you can try OutSchool for just $1 for your first month with our special link. Go to outschool.com/ghost. That's our special link. And use code GHOST at checkout. So, a two-stepper. Go to outschool.com/ghost and then use code GHOST at checkout. Check it out. If your kid's learning deserves more than a one-size-fits-all system, and it does, start here. Outschool.com/ghost and use code GHOST. Now back to the show.
So it says, I've been a casual listener to your podcast for a while now. I absolutely love it, but I have to admit, I can't binge it like a lot of people probably do. I get way too freaked out if I listen too much in one stretch. I get it.
Yeah.
It's like the stories trigger something in me, bring back these memories that I try to keep buried most of the time. Because my family, we're one of those families. You know, the kind, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, the paranormal just sort of finds us. It's been that way my whole life, and I could honestly write an entire book about our experiences, and it still wouldn't cover everything. Maybe someday I'll try. But for now, I wanted to share one story that means the world to me. It's sad, but also comforting in the strangest, most beautiful way. Happened back in 2007 in a small town near La Crosse, Wisconsin. To give you the full picture, I need to start with a detail that seems kind of random at first, but it ties in later. My grandfather's cologne. I never met my grandpa. He died before I was born, but my dad kept this bottle of his favorite cologne in the medicine cabinet in our bathroom. It's one of those old Avon bottles shaped like a classic car, a Ford Model T.
I forgot those.
Here's what's crazy about that is that I have this suitcase of our dad's. It's just got stuff in it that I probably have not opened in 20 years. But in there is an old Avon bottle. Doesn't have any of the cologne in it anymore, but it is a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And
interesting.
Yeah, you would see it and recognize it because I'll just guarantee you we bought it from mom's Avon catalog.
We probably gave it to him.
For Father's Day. Because everything that's in there are things that he kept that we gave him. So, yeah. So when I read that, it kind of got me in the gut. I don't know that it was a Model T, but it's an old classic car. And it goes on. It says, I can't even tell you how many times my dad would walk in on me sitting on the bathroom counter holding that glass bottle smelling the cologne. That scent, it was like my way of knowing him, connecting to a man I never got to meet. And to this day, if I smelled it, even faintly, I recognize it in a second. I was told that my grandpa had an unwanted gift. That's in quotes. He could sense things, paranormal things, and it scared the hell out of my grandma. He also struggled with alcoholism, something that stemmed from his time in World War II and the PTSD that followed him home. Eventually, all of that, the drinking, the strange things he'd see, became too much for my grandma to deal with, and they divorced. But the love never went away. She would cry every single time she talked about him, and despite everything, she told me that he made a promise to her father before they got married. He said, "No matter what happens between us, I'll be there for her at the end. I'll help her cross over when her time comes." Fast forward to 2007. I was in the 10th grade, and my grandma, my rock, my best friend, my absolute favorite person on the planet, was living in a nursing home. We were so close. Every Sunday, I'd visit her. We'd go to dinner, walk to the store for her favorite snacks. I'd brush her hair, help her change, whatever she needed. She was fiery and fiercely independent, even in her 70s, and not afraid to tell people exactly what she thought. But that November, she got hit with a terrible case of pneumonia. It wrecked her immune system, and the doctor set us down to tell us we needed to prepare ourselves. They handed us this thick stack of pamphlets, those ones meant to help families cope. And let me tell you, watching someone you love slowly fade away, it's kind of a heartbreak I wouldn't wish on anyone. I stayed by her side, dabbing her lips with wet sponges when they got dry, holding her hand while she drifted in and out of consciousness. She couldn't really talk anymore, couldn't make much sense when she did. But I stayed. And one afternoon, we were all gathered around her bed. My dad was at the foot of it, my mom sitting to my left, and my brother in the armchair nearby. I was right beside her, just watching her sleep. And then she sat up, like straight up. She hadn't had that kind of energy in days. And her eyes locked on something in the ceiling, something we couldn't see. And she started talking and asking questions like, "Where are we going? What are we doing? How do we get there?" She just kept asking questions like that over and over in the most confused but almost calm way. We tried to talk to her, ask her what she meant, but it was like she couldn't hear us. She was locked in on something or someone none of us could see. Then my dad said, "Do you smell that?" And even through my stuffy nose, I mean, I'd been crying nonstop for days, I could smell it too. It was my grandfather's cologne. And then we caught another familiar scent, my aunt's perfume. She passed away when she was young, and there it was, just a soft trace of it, like she'd walked through the room moments earlier. And at that moment, the whole energy in the room shifted. The air felt lighter, warm, and peaceful. I knew my grandpa had come back to keep the promise he made so long ago. It's hard to describe the way I felt. I mean, yes, I cried. We all did. But not because it was scary. It wasn't. It felt right, like the universe had just stitched something back together. So love, real love, doesn't end. Not with a divorce, not with death, not even with time. My grandparents never stopped loving each other. And when it mattered most, he showed up, just like he said he would. They're buried together now, side by side. And honestly, I can't imagine them being anywhere else. I never got to meet my grandfather in life, but he still managed to teach me one of the most important lessons I've ever learned, that love really does go beyond this life. It waits and it watches. And when the time comes, it shows up. Thanks for letting me share this. I'll definitely be sending in more soon. My family has a lot of stories, but this one is the one that's always been the one that stays with me the most. Take care, Brianna. Wow, that's so powerful.
You know,
and it's beautiful.
I think it's true. And, you know, I think sometimes that what can't happen in life can still transcend and happen after, you know, that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes life is just too hard for people. And things like drug abuse, alcohol abuse, you know, all just mental issues, whatever, things just become too difficult. And it takes its toll on relationships. And it doesn't mean you don't love people dearly.
And especially coming back from war and everything you would have seen there. And he just was too sensitive of a person to be able to deal with it.
And, you know, I think everyone listening to this right now can think of a person or two or three that you still love. Mm-hmm. You love so much. But for some reason or another, they can't be in your life right now. Or they couldn't, or, you know, something happened. And, you know, I can think of a good friend. I just dreamt about him not too long ago. And I don't know what happened to him, but we were so close, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, I can't tell you if he's alive or gone or what. But, you know, sometimes life just can't, it can't happen in this life.
Yeah.
But it can happen somewhere else. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes we purposely have to take somebody out of our life. Like the grandmother purposely had to say, you know, I
wasn't healthy for her.
Right. Right. And sometimes we look at a situation and we think, I'm going down with this ship if I don't get out of it. And, you know, you've done everything you can possibly do to write it. But that other person just is not able to, you know, cope with it. And, you know, you have to. Doesn't mean you don't love them so much, because you do.
Yeah.
And they love you. You know, I think, you know, too often we get bitter and we get hurt and resentful. And sometimes we need to stop and think, you know, it was all they had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just couldn't do any better than that.
But just the idea that he would come back and, you know, something is, especially the way they all knew the smell, because the smell didn't go away with him. They kept the bottle of cologne. So everybody knew what that smelled like.
I'm going to go out here. I don't know if anyone has tagged this or not, but I'm going to call it aroma haunting.
Oh, that is. I like that. It's an aroma
because,
haunting.
Because, you know, we have aromatherapies. We have this aroma stuff. But I have always said that smell is my super sense. You know, that other people, it's maybe their hearing that they really have great, or sight, or mine is smell. And I get just a little whiff of something every now and then, and I'll go, wow, that's grandma. Mm-hmm. That's grandma's house. And then, you know, the tears well up in my eyes and whatever. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You just get that little bit, and then you go, they're here.
Yeah.
Or they were for a split second. You know, or my dad would every now and then, it's more than Old Spice is a tremendous, but it isn't so much that I get an Old Spice haunting. I get more of a cigarette haunting with dad. You know, the smell is more Benson and Hedges. So I think, you know, I think for a lot of us, that kind of aroma.
Oh, absolutely.
Paranormal experience is.
And that's
really
what they had, you know, and the fact that grandma is like, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, talking to something
that's
not that?
There. Right. How, wow. I mean, when you can be sitting there witnessing this person that's, you know, getting ready to pass and asking the questions.
And someone, because it appears like he did come to her and they got the confirmation of it with that scent. And then they smell the ant's perfume quickly and.
Right.
And it's gone.
You know, and I always, you know, it's too bad that grandma could have, you know, like say, where are we going? And then she would go, oh, great. We're going to blah, 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 blah. And giving us the answers to everything. Right.
But the answers to life.
Yeah. The meaning, the universe and everything.
That would have been awesome. But she
that would have been so awesome. Oh, and then we'll do this. Oh, and then that happens. Oh, and then this. Oh, that's great. Oh, shoot.
And I just think it's such a beautiful story. It is about
really
love transcending
story.
Death. Well, let's
and
go.
And I hope Brianna sends in more, because I think
it could be really
fun to hear some more of the stories.
Let's go to this one.
Hello, you guys. My name is Jessica. I have called in before, but I was driving to work and I was listening to you guys, and so I wanted to call in with this. I have had animals for the majority of my life, owned them, meaning. Had a dog, her name, it was Max. I know that's weird, her name was Max. Had her for about 4 years. We live out in the woods, so she had free range of the yard. We did have an electric fence, but she had lots of acres to run, and she would do that. Very well trained, love her to death. She would love to enter the house through the back of our house, which was a screened-in vent, porch. Sorry about that. A screened-in porch. And so she would just come through. She'd push through the door by opening the door with her nose and then just sit at the back sliding doors. And she would just give one scrape or two scrapes and let us know she's there and she wanted to be in. So we opened up, let her in. And this has been like that way her whole life. And it worked out very well for us and so forth. So she was very, very well trained. We could let her outside and not have to really keep an eye on her. She was that good. But one day the electric fence stopped working for whatever reason. I think we might have lost power or something because of the storm. Anyway, so she got loose and she decided she was going to go run around in the woods. And for close to 24 hours, we were putting signs out and, you know, asking anybody if they'd seen her and, you know, calling local places. And then I came home from work the following day and she was just sitting in the yard like she didn't do anything wrong. So we then took her to the vet, made sure she was okay because we hadn't seen her for 24 hours. Didn't want to make sure that anything was wrong. So then about 2 weeks later, I come home. Max was dead. It was a horrible, horrible thing. We had no inkling on why she passed away. I should have gotten an autopsy. I didn't. But she was young. She was healthy. We think she got into something that just wasn't caught when we took her to the vet. And she had eaten something because it was about 2 weeks after that incident happened that she passed away. And it was very heartbreaking for my family. Anyhow, what I'm getting to here is that was roughly about 4 years ago. And to this day, every now and then, myself or my children will be in the living room or in the kitchen. That is the closest to the screen porch. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. We will hear that door, that screen light wooden door, open and then close just one time. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten up out off the couch or I was, you know, cooking dinner and I hurry up and ran over to the sliding glass doors and opened up the blinds because I want to catch a raccoon, a squirrel, a mouse, the wind, something, opening that. Because it's not just a little open and close lightly. It's when you open it, it's wood on wood, so it does that light slam, just like a porch, a screened-in porch door would do. Nothing. It's even gotten to the point that I put a lock on it, like a little hook lock, just something very little, nothing major. Still happens. We now have put cameras all around the house, not just the, you know, screen porch, not just for this, but all around the house, just for security reasons. We have caught mice on it and things like that. I have been sitting there and I've heard the door open and close and immediately looked at the camera and there's nothing. The camera has recorded nothing. There's nothing on the camera live. It's nothing. So I finally just come to the conclusion, and it took me a long time to really like put two and two together. But I honestly think that it is Max's energy that comes through that that porch door, because I haven't caught anything. I have no logical reason for it, even though I've tried several times. I'm always open to logical reasons for things, but yeah. So I thought that was a nice little story, and I thought Carol would enjoy that too. I don't know. Is it myself making myself feel better or what have you? Maybe, but it's happening. It happens often. And to this day, years later, I still have no reason for it. I will say that it's happening less now, but she is buried on the property. Max is buried on the property too. So I will say it doesn't happen as frequently. It's maybe now like every 2 months, where before it was way more often than that. I thought that was a good thing. She's around. She was a great dog. She was very intelligent. I don't know. I think her energy is just every now and then visiting. So I thought that was nice. You guys have a great day. Wish you all well. Thank you so much. Bye.
First off, that breaks my heart that happened to them, because that dog was so loved. You can just tell by listening to her.
Oh, absolutely.
That breaks my heart. And, you know, it's so interesting when you have a pet, you get so used to their sounds. And especially, mm-hmm. you know, that dog had his own way of getting in and out of the house.
Right.
She had her own way. And so it's very recognizable. That's what she did. And mm-hmm. then to keep hearing that sound, and she's not the only one hearing it, but the kids are right. hearing it. Everyone's hearing it. They put up cameras for security. They're not catching anything, but they're still hearing these sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you know mm-hmm. what the sound is,
yeah.
but why is it doing that? And there's no raccoon that just came in. You know,
no,
why is it making that sound?
It is weird, but I think it is Max.
I do too.
And it's almost like a residual haunting that this thing is kind of happening over and over. It's something kind of common, you know, mm-hmm. that just happens again and again. It's not, you know, something different, like you hear Max go across the floor or something. It seems to be the exact same thing.
And wouldn't you find it comforting, or would you find it a little spooky? I think I would find it comforting.
You know, I would find it comforting, and I think I would be a little bit heartbroken to think that yeah. it was starting to happen less and less.
Yeah, because you want to hold on to that.
You want to hold on to it, and at the same time, you want to let Max go.
Yeah.
You know, as Max needs to, slowly.
Like I've talked about that with yeah. Buddy, that I've had three different dreams that Buddy has come to me, and all the dreams he scared me because it's like, Buddy, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And that was my reaction, like, because you're dead.
Yeah.
And each time, you know how Bud would be like, you're right. And he would just turn around and leave.
Oh.
And I'm like, did I scare him off in each of the dreams when he tried to visit me, but I didn't mean to?
It's so funny, but I will occasionally have a dream about my little dog, Rosie, that I lost. And every single time, I am so thrilled. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here. And like, I can't wait for you to see what's up and what I've been doing and all this stuff. And then I think to myself, oh, shoot, that must mean I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, and then it dawns on me, oh, well, this sucks, you know, but I see Rosie and I'm with Rosie. So that's good. You know, it's so funny because I'm like all thrilled. And then I go, wait a minute.
But that's funny because in my dreams, I don't think of that. I see Buddy and I'm like, you're not supposed to be here because you're dead.
And you think, Buddy, you're dead.
And I'm,
and
like,
I'm
but
alive,
you died.
Right?
And, yeah.
And I think, oh my gosh, I guess I'm dead.
Because that's where we're going with this.
Because
the
I'm
only explanation.
Again. I finally got you back. I guess we're together.
Well, and each time it's happened, it's really stuck with me because it makes me sad. It's like,
yeah.
Did I scare him off? Like, could I have had a visitation dream with my dog, but I scared him off? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know. I 100% think that's her dog.
I do. And it feels exactly like some sort of residual haunting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's Max.
You know, but it is happening less and less. And I have a feeling that Max is pulling away.
Could be. Could be.
Oh, yeah. That's
well, funny. If you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, you could do that. Get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you so much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.